WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
The 2023 American Society for Neurochemistry is going to meet here in Lexington, March 18 to March 22. My guest today is going to talk about a forum open to the public that you might want to attend.
This is an annual conference. It's a national conference and hasn't been in Lexington for many, many years, so it's very exciting.
I recently spoke with Dr. Linda Van Eldick, professor in the Department of Neuroscience, director of the Sanders Brown Center on Aging and the Alzheimer Research Center, and the Dr. E. Vernon Smith and Eloise C. Smith Endowed Chair in Alzheimer Research, about the upcoming American Society for Neurochemistry meeting here in Lexington. And I would think the absolute international treasure that we have of the Sanders Brown Center on Aging would have been a big draw for them to come back to Lexington?
Well, that's probably part of it. And also, you know, neuroscience at University of Kentucky is very strong. And Lexington is a really attractive city. And so we, you know, put in a request and to see if we could hold a meeting here, and they approved it, and so it's happening this year.
And this is not just a meeting for research scientists. There are facets of this meeting that are open to the public as well. I'm thinking about perhaps the healthy brain aging and addressing risks and disparities in our community. Is that something that interested folks can attend?
Yes, this is very important. It's a public forum that will be on Saturday, March 18th. It's from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Hyatt, and it's free. It's called Healthy Brain Aging, Addressing Risks and Disparities in Our Community. And we actually have four faculty members from UK who are going to be speaking, and we're going to have a Q&A session. So it should be very interesting. I encourage everyone to come.
And just to reassure our audience, you know, you don't have to be steeped in basic science or clinical science, that sort of thing, to get something out of this particular seminar that anybody can come and learn.
Yes, that's true. We have four really great speakers who are very familiar with speaking to the community, and they're going to be talking specifically to the community. So these really won't be, you know, high-powered science talks. So Lauren Whitehurst is going to talk about disparities, racial disparities in sleep and how that affects memory. Erin Adner is going to talk about public health and brain health. Dr. Fred Schmidt is going to talk about dementia disparities. And Dr. Ema Ebong is going to talk about disparities in epilepsy. So it's a varied group of individuals who are speaking, and they're all really great speakers. I think it'll be very interesting for people to come.
And even though this is called the American Society for Neurochemistry, there's a lot of international folks that are involved. And I guess that's just part and parcel of this type of research that really people from all over the world are collaborating.
That's exactly right. So this is a true international meeting. Even though it's put on by the ASN, it's open to people from all over the world. And there are generally about 400 people that attend, so it should be a really nice conference. It's not too large, and there's a lot of opportunity for interaction and close conversation, so it'll be fun.
Well, I was going to say that's such a manageable number. I know 400 sounds like a lot, but for folks who are doing this kind of work, a lot of them probably already know each other, at least by name or reputation, and it's a chance for folks to also network and cross-pollinate, I guess you might say.
Yes, and it's really exciting that we're able to attend this meeting in person again, and so it'll be a chance to renew old friendships and, you know, really have some interesting and exciting conversations and learn some nice science while we're at it.
Well, and in a meeting that has a manageable number like that, sometimes it's not just the lectures that are productive. It's those coffee table conversations between lectures where people can compare notes as well.
That's exactly right. In fact, when I go to a conference, I have to think to myself, you know, which is more beneficial, actually going to the sessions or staying here in the hallway and talking to people that we know that we haven't seen for a long time. So, yes, those conversations are very productive.
Well, Linda, before we part, is there anything we haven't touched on about the meeting that you would want our listeners to know?
No, I don't think so. Just that this public forum, there's no cost to it. It's free. You don't have to register. Just come on down to the Hyatt on Saturday afternoon.
My thanks today to Dr. Linda Van Eldick, director of the Sanders Brown Center on Aging and professor in the Department of Neuroscience, for talking with us about the upcoming American Society for Neurochemistry meeting here in Lexington. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.